Well, welcome everybody. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893 is the number to call. To get your prayer request into us, you can also email or text at prayer@yeshome.com. Whatever your need is today, whatever concern that you have today, let us know so we can pray for you. And remember, we always keep prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. We just want to pray for you today. If it's something personal, don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. Just come to us and we'll pray with you today. Lord, we thank you this day that we can come before you with all of our needs, all of our concerns, all of our cares. Lord, we know that you are always there to hear from us. You are there ready to meet our needs, ready to work in our lives, Lord, to help us, to encourage us, to strengthen us. Lord, even as we face the trials and tribulations that you said would come, Lord, you promised, you told us in your word, you did not lie to us, that there would be trials, there would be difficult days, there would be hardships, there would be troubles, but that we were to fear not, for you have overcome the world. And so we turn to you as the overcomer to help us and strengthen us, that we might be victorious in every situation and shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ and reflect your glory in all things. So we come this day in hope and joy, knowing that you, our good and gracious Father, are there for us. We praise you. We celebrate you. We rejoice in you this day and pray this in your name. Amen. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And earlier today on the Munch, I kind of talked a little bit about this. I want to continue on with it. So if you heard the Munch, you know, well, good word is worth repeating. But it started with a couple things. But I was reading this article from National Review by Rich Lowry called Our Faltering Social Vitality. And it talks about how on the surface, everything in our culture right now is good. You wouldn't know it listening to, you know, the news and things. It's all scandal and this and that. But you look around, our economy's strong, unemployment's low, wages are rising. You know, that we live in a time of great material abundance. We live in an amazing time. Think about that. Our greatest food concern is which faddish diet we're going to follow this week. We're not thinking about whether we're going to starve to death. We're thinking about, should I go keto or should I go vegan? We have in our hands, in our smartphones, more computing power than was even imaginable 20, 30 years ago. If you were to pick any time to be alive in terms of just having material comfort and care, this is it. We are living in the richest, most prosperous, most abundant nation that has ever existed in the history of the world. Think about that. We're not the 1%. We're the 0.000001%. All the people, the kings and great people of history, look at us and like, man, and I'm not talking about the rich among us. I'm talking about us. And by the way, we're all rich. I mean, compared to the history and the world, come on. It is an incredible time of prosperity. From a historical perspective, it is unprecedented. From a material perspective, this is the best time to ever be alive. Modern medicine has helped us with so many diseases. We have better health care, good sanitation, plenty of food. It's an amazing thing. And yet, we are a despairing people. Two great indicators of the health of a society: birth rates and life expectancy. And both are in decline in the United States. We're having fewer children, and we're not living as long. It matters that we're having fewer children because having children is a sign of hope in the future. Every time you have a child, you're investing in the future. You're saying this is a world worth bringing a child in. So many people are out there, I'm not bringing a child into this world. Really? Because there's never been a better time to bring a child into the world than this. I hate to tell you, when the 30 Years' War was devastating Europe, 25% of the population was wiped out. You think it was a great time to bring kids in the world? When the Black Death was rampaging, World War II, World War I, when the greatest killers were, you know, famine, pestilence, and disease. And we really don't face those at all anymore. And yet we're still not bringing children into the world. We have no hope in the future. And we're dying at an alarming rate. Not only is our fertility rate declining, but our life expectancy is declining too. It's been declining since 2004, down from 78.9 years to 78.6 years in 2017. And we've been losing ground to other countries in life expectancy in the United States since the 1980s. And here's the thing, that decline isn't hitting older Americans who are actually making improvements. People are now routinely living into their 80s and 90s. We just celebrated my mom's 80th birthday. Her 91-year-old brother was there. He was looking great. Talking about changing the air in his tires. The other day he said, yeah, that was a little tough. Other than that, he's fine. You know where we're losing it? In the 25 to 64-year-old age range. A 32-year-old, The odds that a 32-year-old will die in a given year rose by almost 25% between 2012 and 2017. It's people getting cut down in the prime of their life. Drug overdoses, liver disease, usually from drugs and alcohol, and suicide. That's what's killing us. It's not cancer, it's not heart disease. It's drugs, alcohol, and suicide. These are deaths of despair. Despite all the advantages that we have, and all the material abundance we enjoy, and all the amazing things that are available to us, more entertainment, more leisure, more everything that is supposed to bring us joy, we are more despairing than ever. We're exhausted. We're spiritually and morally exhausted. We have no vision and no hope for the future. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." We have no vision and no hope, and we're perishing. This isn't the first time it's happened. The greatest empire that ever existed in the world, the Roman Empire, also collapsed because of exhaustion. Rich, abundant, powerful, but they lost hope in the future and fell into decline and eventually just disappeared. It happens. There's a sociologist by the name of Peter Sorokin, wrote a great book many years ago, back in the 40s. And he talked about how societies grow, how different civilizations grow and decline, and the history of this in the world. And he said every society is rooted around the question of what is truth. The question Pilate asked, what constitutes truth? And he said there are basically three answers to that. The truth is spiritual, the truth is material, or the truth is both, a mixture of both. And the societies will form themselves around that. And based on how they answer that question is based on the kind of society that they have, but that eventually all of them exhaust themselves. We live in a society that says the ultimate truth is material. The ultimate truth lies in what I can see, feel, taste, and touch. What Sorokin called a sensate society, because it's based on our senses. And because ultimate truth lies in what we can see, feel, taste, and touch, this is the things that we desire. This is where we look for answers. And it's focused around human pleasure and things like that. He said, but eventually, and there's some good things that come from that. You get advances in science. You tend to get advances in liberty and freedom and advances in the rights of individuals and different things like that. But it said eventually, because it's not a complete answer, it's not a true answer of what is true, that it becomes exhausted and we sink into hedonism, that we become, our science becomes more and more and more about less and less and less. Families break down, morals break down, and eventually society breaks down. And that's in the position we're in right now. And he says, as the society is breaking down, they're going to keep trying to throw the same answers, the same answers, the same answers, but they don't solve the problem. Something new has to emerge in order for that society to be renewed. Now, Sorokin said that this has to happen to societies and they need to be renewed. And he said, every time that a society is renewed, it's either through the recovery of a new religion, the emergence of a new religion, or the recovery of an old truth from a previous religion. And he pointed out to Christianity, the emergence of Christianity, and then later in the Reformation, recovery of a lost truth, that this is what revitalizes societies, spiritual truth. Because at the end of the day, our greatest needs aren't material, and our hope doesn't lie in the things of this world. Our hope lies in God. We are dying of despair to the same extent that we have turned away from God. We've turned from God. We've been given everything that a secular materialist society can do. You know, they delivered what they promised. We'll give them that. The secular materialist society delivered what they promised. They delivered material abundance. What they could not deliver is soul satisfaction. What they could not deliver is something that gives meaning to our lives. Secular materialism fulfilled all our wants, but it has not filled any of our needs. And our spirits are shriveling, and we're dying of despair. Because our greatest need isn't a newer car or a better house. Our greatest need is to know God. Our greatest need isn't material, it's spiritual. Our hope doesn't lie in things of this world. Our hope lies in God. And only God can give us a vision and a meaning and a purpose and a hope for the future. As the Westminster Catechism says, we are made to know God and enjoy Him forever. Anything less will never satisfy. Are you feeling despairing despite our abundance? Are you lacking hope? Do you have no vision for the future? Turn to God. Only He can deliver it. But here's the good news. When we turn to Him, what we find is that vitality, is that hope, is that renewed passion for our lives and for living. This country was built on biblical truth that gave energy and passion and meaning to who we were as a nation. It didn't come because we're Americans. It came because we were looking to God. And it can be restored we start looking to God again. But nothing else will satisfy. There is no other solution to our problems. Political parties don't have it. Candidates don't have it. It's not getting the right person elected or this or that or the other. There's one answer, and it's Jesus. As we celebrate his birth this Christmas, remember what that means. Remember that without Christ, we don't have a hope and a future. But with him, we have the joy of eternity. The promise of meaning and purpose, lies of deep satisfaction, an endless joy, an abundant hope for now and tomorrow. Let's share that gift this Christmas. It's the gift our nation needs, our people need. We're dying without it. Let's spread the hope of Jesus. It's the only thing that can save us. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day.